Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Kolder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. As we look at the world, as we look at our nation, as we look at wherever we live, our cities, our states, our towns, our villages, we see that there is trouble. There are sins, there are murders, there are drug addictions, there are abortions. Everyone is doing what he wants to do or what she wants to do in her own eyes. And people are asking, why is this happening? And why won't God help us? See, because a lot of people have the misconception concerning God, that God is love, and his love is unconditional, and it doesn't matter what you do, God still loves you. Only to a certain degree that is true. But in order to come to God, as we will see, you have to come to God his way. In order for God to help you, then there are certain things you need to do. But why is it that God seems to have gone way off? And look at what's happening here in America and in Britain and in Australia. Is there any truth anywhere by anyone at any level of society, beginning with the leaders of the nation? And how about in our lives? Do we truly, truly, really, really, really want the truth of God? Well, let's use America as an example, because God judges all the nations. And God is very involved in the things that are going on. While it is true God is love, it is also true that God is lawgiver. And it is also true that God is judge. And it is also true God has given us independent free moral agency, and we must choose. God didn't create us with robotic instincts. God didn't make us so that we're dumb dodos. God made us to have a relationship with him. And God made us so he could bless us if we would love him. Now let me give you an example. What if you are in a relationship with someone and you love that person, but that person doesn't love you back? You are faithful and loyal to that person, but that person is not faithful and loyal to you. What would you do? Well, let's see the beginning of what God does with every human being. And we learn this while we're growing up, and when we become adults, it's all laid out there before us. This applies to every human being on earth. Everyone from the highest position to the lowest position. Those who believe in God, those who don't believe in God. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a Bible in your home? Or how many Bibles do you have? Some have many Bibles. Have you read it? Do you believe it? Do you think that a perfect God, whose perfect love, who created perfect laws and commandments, for the blessing and good of the people that he created, do you think that he would do away with those?
If you can earn or deserve anything from God, that's law. Jesus Christ at the cross said, "It's finished. The whole inheritance is now yours. You don't have to do a thing. You just need to believe."
A Christian is free from the law. He's free from the law. That is, he's free from being judged by that law, the law of God. All the laws of God we read in the Bible, the laws of God. He's free. That is, he's not going to be judged by those laws.
Let me tell you a little secret about the laws and commandments of God. Everyone in the world knows about the activity of tides in the ocean. Now, that's a lot of water. And, of course, they've now discovered that there's more water under the earth than that is in the oceans above.
Believe it or not, but there is actually more water under the surface of the earth than all the oceans combined. Believe it.
A team of U.S. geophysicists has released a paper detailing a suspected rock layer in the Earth's mantle that could hold roughly 3 times the water present in all of the planet's surface oceans. BBC reports scientists credit a mineral called ringwoodite, which has a sponge-like crystalline structure that's perfect for trapping and holding hydrogen and oxygen atoms.
But there has been a hypothesis that maybe the deep Earth has a lot of water. We found it. This is the direct evidence.
The confirmation supports other theories, for example, that Earth's original water came from within and not from space aboard comets. One of the study's co-authors told The Guardian, "I think we are finally seeing evidence for a whole Earth water cycle, which may help explain the vast amount of liquid water on the surface of our habitable planet."
With that being said, there are tides. There's a high tide and a low tide. And there's a high tide and there's a low tide. And it happens every day because of the moon and because of the sun. And those gravitational laws function automatically. You don't even have to think about it. You don't even have to worry about it. Unless you're a fisherman, then you're well aware of it. Now, they function automatically. That is the way that every one of the laws and commandments of God work. They function automatically, whether you know them or not. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 9. And here's the promise to our ancient descendants, the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, if you don't have our brand new book, America and Britain, Two Nations That Changed the World, Their Ancient History and Their Prophetic Destiny. If you don't have that book, write us, email us. We'll get it to you right away. And when you get it and read it, you will understand that these words apply to us today. See, because God's laws are eternal, and they apply all the time. They apply it to the ones who are leaders. They apply it to the ones at whatever anyone considers the lowest level of human activity. Why won't God help us in all our troubles? Deuteronomy 30, verse 9. And the Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, in the fruit of your land, for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers, that is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And if you believe in the New Testament, you know what the New Testament says? And do you understand the connection of this verse? That if you are Christ's, then are you Abraham's seeds and heirs according to the promise. So you see, contrary to theological opinions of people and experts, the Bible is one complete unit. And you need all of it to understand the Word of God. Now, verse 10, here is the most important thing, and you can find this going clear back to Adam and Eve and Cain. Verse 10, if, now you mark that, think on this yourself, ask yourself this question. Because if you need God's help, then this is the answer. Verse 10, if you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God. And that's why Jesus came. Came as a human being to speak the word of God as a human being. So no one could say, God, you're way off up there in heaven. I'm down on the earth. And you're so far above me. That's what happened to the children of Israel when they heard God speak the Ten Commandments. They said, oh, we're going to die. Moses, you speak to us and we'll listen. But they didn't. So God says, if you will obey the voice of the Lord your God, and guess what you have in the Bible? Everything God wants you to know, that he has spoken through his prophets, that he has caused to be written, that he inspired, and it is his word. It's not the fairy tales of men. It is the truth of the word of God. If you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if you turn to the Lord with all your heart and all your soul, two things. You have to keep the commandments of God, and you have to turn to him. How? Oh, well, we just have a new drive-through parish at our church, and the minister is right out there, just like McDonald's. And we drive up, roll the window down, and he puts his head into the car, and he gives us a little prayer on Sunday morning just before we go off to the football game or the baseball game or go to play golf. And we feel so good that the minister does that.
Hundreds and hundreds of cars are driving by past our church.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just pray for these people traveling down this road.
Hey, sister!
I think sometimes it can be a little intimidating for people who don't normally go to church to think about coming to a Sunday morning service. And this might be a slightly smaller step. They can just drive up for 5 minutes and have someone to connect with and be prayed for.
That's an illusion. That is a lie. That is not of God. Verse 11, for this commandment which I command you today is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. God says, it's not in heaven, that you should say, who should go up to heaven for us to bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. It's not beyond the sea, that you should say, who shall go over the sea for us to bring it to us, that we may hear it and we may do it. But the word is very near to you in your mouth and in your heart, so that you may do it. Now, think about this for a minute. The Bible has been translated into 450 languages. The New Testament in over to 1,500 languages. The Gospel of Mark into over 2,000 languages. The world is awash in Bibles, literally with the physical books, digitally, everywhere in the air. It's there. No one has an excuse, because all you have to do is open up the book, if you have it, the Bible, turn on your computer, and get the digital version of it. We have the full one at faithfulversion.org. So with this, if you have a Bible in your house, whether you have opened it or not, this will help answer the question for you. God, why won't you help us when we're in trouble? Let's read it here. Verse 15, behold, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil. Now notice what God wants. Because, see, the big problem with human beings is this. Their number one sin, and you and every other human being has done this. You think you're good enough to tell God what to do. Or you will interpret the Bible incorrectly because you don't like what God has said. However, remember this. Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." And everything that is recorded in the Bible has been God-spirited. And the Word of God, whether it's written, whether it is digital, always functions like the law of gravity and the tides of the oceans. No variableness, no change, always working, never stopping. So God says, I command you this day, notice the first thing, to love the Lord your God. Do you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being? Is that what you really do? Or do you really reject him? Or do you want him to be kind of a hip pocket God or a relic good luck charm that if you hold it or rub it or kiss it or hang it on your rearview mirror of your car, that somehow God is there? Do you love God to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments so that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it? Are you being blessed in the land that you live in? Or are you being cursed? We'll see here in a minute. Now, what are curses? Curses are automatic judgments. Because transgression of the law and a breaking of the commandments is sin. And sin, by your actions and by your thoughts, is going against God. So if you don't come to God to love him and repent of your sins, as we're going to see, God won't help you. God won't stop the evil.
We just locked down, Lord, locked all the doors. I noticed that the glass was all buckling out front here.
No one was hurt, but plenty thought they would be.
They saw them coming down, so I was afraid for my life.
And if you think it's been bad because of the things in Pakistan, where over 140 people were killed, 130 of them little children just shot in the head while they were in school, is that not evil? Yes, it is. Does that nation love God? No, it's got a false God. They live by the sword. They are deluded with the false God of Allah. And Allah is not the God of the Bible. Look across the whole face of the earth. If you've got a computer, do a world travel to every nation and see what they do and what they practice and compare it with the Word of God. God gives a warning, and God has given many, many, many warnings, and there are many people who are not even involved with the Bible or the Word of God who are giving warnings about crime, about sexual immorality, who are giving warnings about the immoral and rotten banking system that we have, and the immoral and corrupt government that we have, and the immoral and corrupt school system that we have, and the filth and rottenness that we put into the minds of our children, and the ones that we don't want because of lust, kill them. Oh, don't disturb that woman's right. Now you better understand how God looks at that. Because it's coming. If your heart turn away so that you will not hear, what do you do when you go to church on Sunday and the minister says, oh, the law's done away? Do you go home and read it? No. Even the minister who says that lie, he doesn't hear it. He doesn't practice it. He doesn't tell you the truth. Yet he uses the name of Jesus Christ. But if your heart turn away so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. Now what's the end thing to do today? Yes, by all means. All religions get along. Let's understand the moderate Muslims. Let's get along with the Catholics. Let's get along with the Protestants. Let's bring in the Buddhist. Let's bring in the Orthodox. Let's all come together with Father Papa Francis in Rome, and we'll have a merry, happy, one-world religion. You go watch our series on Church at Home, The Coming One-World Religion, which was done years ago, and I've been preaching that for over 40 years, and it is here. You better watch out. I denounce to you this day that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land where you pass over Jordan to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record against you this day. Heaven and earth? They're still here. And the tides have been coming and going regularly, thousands and thousands of years, and will continue. But what will you do? Will you continue to complain because God doesn't help you? And he won't do it unless you're willing to repent and change. So what is it that you want? Let's go on. I call heaven and earth to record against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, so that both you and your seed may live. That's what God wants. He wants you to live. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to understand him. And in the New Testament, God has something very special for those who come to God, his Holy Spirit. And we'll talk about that later. But what is it that you want to choose? You know, it's like on our money, in God we trust. Biggest lie in the world. And just like, as we'll see a little later, they got mad at Jeremiah because he spoke the truth. And I know there are people who get mad at me because I speak the truth. Be that as it may. So God says, therefore choose life so that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God and may obey his voice and may cleave to him. For he is your life and length of days. You exist because of God. Now let's come back here to Acts 17. Let's see what the Apostle Paul said concerning God and people. His first time to the city of Athens, the center of religion of the world at that time, with many gods and temples and philosophers and priests. And he came into the city. And when he came in there, he saw all of these devotions to all of these gods. Because the Greeks believed in many. And so all the philosophers brought him right to the center of the philosophical world. Mars Hill, where the temple of Zeus was. And there they had their discussion, just like today. People sit around and talk, and they have their philosophy, this and that and the other thing. and they can never understand things the way God sees things because they're worshiping false gods. And the greatest gods that the philosophers worship is their mind. Just like a man today that's recently been introduced on television, a Mr. Gruber, with all the lies of the health plan, Obamacare, laughing and scoffing because all of the stupid people would believe it.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
So that's about how it was with the men of Athens. So he said, I came into your city and I saw all of these things, and you had one there to the unknown God. So I'm here to tell you about him. So likewise, I am here to tell you about that unknown God that you really don't know, who's really Jesus Christ, the true Christ. Verse 25, nor is he served by the hands of men as though he needs anything, for he gives to all life and breath and all things. Stop and think about it a minute. I want you to sit down and have a little thought session with yourself in your own mind. What do you have that you didn't receive? Let's go on. And he made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth, having determined beforehand their appointed times and the boundaries of their dwelling, in order that they might seek the Lord, if perhaps they might feel after him and might find him, though truly he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. That's exactly what it is. Therefore, then, he said, repent and believe Jesus Christ. So you see what God has said. The biggest two-letter word in the English language, if you will love God and obey him, will you? If you do, he will help you. If you don't, he won't. If you come to God your way, he's not going to help you, because you've got to come to God his way in repentance, as we will see, a broken heart and a contrite spirit. So why won't God help us? Well, we'll examine that a little more in the next session. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So be sure and use our other website, cbcg.org. Be sure and order any of the books that we have on the home page. We have a lot of information. And you need to take advantage of it. So till next time, so long, everyone.